You're listening to Rhema for Today.
If God equips you, if God has it for you, then he's going to prepare the way for you. That's prepare the way financially, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Everything will come in line. See, what I found out whenever, you know, I begin contemplating a move, if things don't begin coming in line, then there might be an issue. Maybe it wasn't God's timing. Maybe it's because I wanted it to happen. Just because you want something to happen doesn't mean it should happen. There's many people that wanted to get married and you know, a couple years later, they wish they wouldn't have. You know, well, I didn't know the person. You know, sometimes, I'm not saying, you know, sometimes it's your fault, sometimes it's everybody else's fault, and who knows whose fault it is. But the fact of the matter is, you got what you wanted. Because, see, ultimately, Steve didn't want to end up in the pig pen. But the choices he made caused him to wind up there.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Craig Hagen continues his teaching, Don't Be Stupid. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Today is the last day. Right now, here's Craig with today's teaching.
You're missing out the blessings of being with your brothers and sisters and people in the Lord. And you say, well, but I don't need those people. Yes, you do. You need those people. Those are the people that are going to be there to actually, hopefully, give you good advice. You know, hopefully to get you back on track. Now, I understand every church has frustrated people there, too. And our goal is to get the frustrated people to be unfrustrated. But the fact of the matter is, I found out that when people start getting out of church, they start getting away from time, not just with each individual, but getting away from time they spend with God. Because you can say that you want to do whatever. It's kind of like the, I know some culture's changed a little bit, but it's a whole lot easier to watch a TV program whenever you're there in front of the TV and watching it on time than it is to always tape everything or video everything and watch it later. Because when you get about 3 or 4 episodes behind, sometimes it seems overwhelming to actually even catch up. So most of the time you don't. And that's what, but also sometimes, especially now, if you're watching a show like an American Idol or other competition, you know, where every week things are changing and people are getting voted off and things like that, you know, or you get so far behind on some of the storyline, it doesn't even make sense to, you know, if you don't have time to watch all the episodes, you know, and if you start watching now, you don't understand what's going on or why this happened or why, so you just don't watch it because it's not as exciting anymore or whatever. So, but the fact of the matter is I found out because the Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. If we quit hearing the word of God, we quit having faith. We quit having faith, then our thoughts change, our actions change. Being around the word of God is very important. Hearing the word of God. And, you know, I do have a degree in accounting, and people gripe for years, well, you know, Social Security doesn't really work, and it's not going to be there when I grow up. And I've seen people, you know, they say, well, I can just put money in somewhere else, and it'll happen. And I've seen a lot of ministers opt out of Social Security. When they get older, they retire, they have no money. Because although they could have put money in when they did, they didn't. Because they would rather have it now. And it's hard to think about the future, especially when you're young. And see, that was the deal, is Steve wasn't thinking about his future, he was thinking about the now. When you start thinking about the now, you might mess up your future. There's many times people start thinking about them. I mean, there are things that the Lord will even show you that you should be doing, but it doesn't mean be doing it now. I mean, you don't get away from the things that God has you because you say, well, I'm going to do this now. God didn't say do it now. The point of time, you know, because if God equips you, I mean, if God has it for you, then he's going to prepare the way for you. That's prepare the way financially, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Everything will come in line. See, what I found out whenever, you know, I begin contemplating a move, if things don't begin coming in line, then there might be an issue. Maybe it wasn't God's timing. Maybe it's because I wanted it to happen. Just because you want something to happen doesn't mean it should happen. There's many people that wanted to get married and you know, a couple years later, they wish they wouldn't have. You know, well, I didn't know the person. you know, sometimes, I'm not saying, you know, sometimes it's your fault, sometimes it's everybody else's fault, and who knows whose fault it is. But the fact of the matter is, you got what you wanted, because see, ultimately, Steve didn't want to end up in the pig pen. But the choices he made caused him to wind up there. And many people, you know, see, if Steve were alive today, and if it was all about, you know, a present day story, you say, well, my God wouldn't let me wind up in the pig pen. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. You say, but why? I mean, if God loves me, why would he let me? Because he loves you. But if he loves me, why would he let me go far away? Because you have a choice. You know, read the Old Testament. We put before you life and death. Choose life if you're smart, but you can still choose death. Here it is. Maybe that's Craig's paraphrase version, but the fact of the matter is, it's still the same. It was the same reason when the Bible is clear about that Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart. If any man opens the door and lets him in, you know, he'll do well with them. But you don't have to let him in. And you can kick him out. You have a right to be saved, not to be saved. You have a right, you know, to accept Christ or not, a right not to accept Christ. Because if you didn't have a right, then there wouldn't be a need. You understand? If you didn't have a right, then when Jesus died upon the cross, everybody immediately would have went to heaven, and we'd all be walking on the streets of gold. Because you wouldn't have had a choice. God doesn't force you to do anything. God allows you to make a decision. Now, when I was a kid, we used to have these books, and you know, you're standing at a door. If you want to go in the door, turn to page 23. If you want to keep walking down the hall, turn to page 85. Okay, now you're at the end of the hall, and you're running into the wall. If you want to turn around, turn to page 16, you know, or whatever. Anyway, it was you know, make your own choice book or whatever. You made your own choice. So by every choice you make, you change the story. If you pick the right way, you know, but sometimes there wasn't a right way or a wrong way. It was the way you picked. And some people think, well, just because I pick a way, it's God's way. You know, God doesn't try to put his blessings on your choices. We make choices based on his blessings. You know, we have to decide we're going to either let him lead and us follow, or we're going to lead him and hopefully he follows. It doesn't say as many people that leads God is the Son of God. It says that we have to be led by the Spirit of God. Right. Now, we know, you don't have to ask, we know that whenever Steve left the kingdom, it wasn't the Father's will. The Father did not, I mean, he didn't kick Steve out. We didn't see, you know, the Father, you know, Dad come in one day and say, Steve, you're just lazy, you're a drug addict, all you do is sit around and smoke weed, and I'm just tired of having you here, you need to go next door. You need to go to another kingdom. I don't want you in my kingdom. You're messing my kingdom up. You're messing the mojo up in my kingdom. You're causing issues that I can't deal with anymore. I'm just tired of you. You know what? But I'm not so sure the dad didn't think. You know, the dad probably thought a lot of those thoughts, but the dad loved Steve so much, he was willing to accept Steve the way he was. And, you know, if Steve would have learned about the heart of the dad, of his dad, Steve would have changed. But the fact of the matter is, Steve was more thinking about, man, I want to go have fun. You know, I don't want these rules. I don't like this stuff. I'm going to have my own kingdom. I'm going to be the man. You know, because even if I go down here and have Steve World, we know it's, you know, I can only be the vice president. My dad will still be the president until he dies. And, you know, I still won't even be really mine and be his. And it really would be Dad's World, but I just call it Steve's World because, you know, because I want to name it after myself. But the fact of the matter is, he wanted to go do it his way. Well, obviously, some of you have heard the song, I Did It My Way. But my way usually ends up to be the pig stall. You know, when you start doing things your way, you're getting away from God. Because, you know, it's not about your way. It's not about your rules. Not about, you know, coming up with some kind of new guidelines because you think that they should. No. I'm going to be honest, let's just take myself, because, you know, I can talk about me, I won't talk about you. I've had opportunities to go out and start my own ministry and do my own thing, and I might could be successful at it, but that wouldn't be what God wanted. It wouldn't be God's best, ultimately, for this ministry. Yeah, but I could build, you know, Craig Bible Church, you know, and I would have fun things that might, you know, and I, you know, forget about Raymond Park. I mean, you know, we have my own amusement park, and I have all this stuff, you know, but you know, have God world where you have the Satan scrambler and all these kind of other stuff, you know. You know, it's where you do so many loops that you don't know where you are anymore, and then you God gets a hold of you. And anyway, but you know, the fact of the matter is that ultimately that I knew that if I went out and did my own thing, it wouldn't have been God's plan. It would have been my plan because I want to do my thing, because I want to do, you know, really it'd be ultimately because I want my own reward. And see, when you have to decide, you know, it's not about your plan. It's about you getting a hold of the plan and making the plan better because, you know, God, you know, he started the ministry and led my grandfather down a path and is leading my dad down a path. But, you know, I personally believe my path is greater because, see, I have not just, when my grandfather started out, he only thought about going to Texas. When he first started out ministry, it was all about, you know, I mean, when he left, when he became an evangelist, he said, I'm going to go all over Texas and proclaim the gospel. He thought that was, man, if I can reach Texas, that's a big thing. But I think when he started out, it was actually only in North Texas. It wasn't even a full state. But then, you know, it became, you know, going out. But you know, my vision has been more going out to all the world, reaching out to the entire globe, you know, and you know, I was given the authority to be over all our campuses all over, and under my reign, if you want to, so to speak, we went from 25 campuses to you know, 150 plus campuses or whatever we have now.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with our hosts Craig Hagen and Denise Hagen Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagen, Kenneth W. Hagen, and the rest of the Hagen family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Healing is Ours USB Drive, featuring Kenneth E. Hagen, Kenneth W. Hagen, and Craig Hagen. Next is Lynette Hagen's CD entitled, Do I Really Have to Forgive? Last but not least is Denise Hagen Burns' CD entitled, Living in Continual Peace. All these items for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagen Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagen and Denise Hagen Burns.
We want to say thank you to all of our Word Partner Club members that support us on a monthly basis. And if you say, hey, I don't know what that is, what is a Word Partner Club member? Well, as our grandfather used to say, it is an elite club and you can be a member of it. Basically, a Word Partner Club member, first of all, they commit to pray for Rhema regularly. And then second, they send an offering at least once per month to help support Rhema. Because, you know, at Rhema Bible Training College, the tuition, we keep it low. It really only covers 30% of what it actually cost. And so how we subsidize that is our Word Partner Club members give so that we can give every Rhema Bible Training College student basically a scholarship so they can take the message of faith to the world. You can go to rhema.org/WPC if you're interested in finding out more.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagen will start a new and powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Have a great weekend.